It's difficult to grasp that love adequately unless one at least nods toward the word tenderness. Ultimately, I think back to when the Jesuits, because it provided a locus, a way of being in which he could live heart whole and heart free in a world where his heart had been broken. The suffering of children and mommy and son in law, by the cold drudgery of the homeless he provided for at St. Stephen's in the Twin Cities. Hat knew well how wounded and fragile and weak he was sent to serve. And he took great care not to bruise us any further. More than anyone I have known, Hat sought with his every breath to keep others from feeling pain. Feeling by fell, feeling shunned or excluded or unattractive or unloved. Colored by his shy smile and his deep and sometimes raspy voice, his personal encounters were marked by deference and quiet engagement. Perhaps because he recognized the mark, the Christ he loved made man. Last night, Father Patty Gilmer talked of Pat's compassion. The root of the word compassion is two Latin words, compassio, meaning to suffer with. Pat did not fear entering into the chaos and messiness of our lives. Perhaps his own complicated 25-year medical history carved a space in his heart wherein he was given meaning to enter into our troubled existences in a manner that was unthreatening and seemingly effortless. Because of his well-spring strength, his own disease left him, in the words of the second reading, oppressed but not crushed, perplexed but not despairing, cast down but not destroyed. But his heart also permitted him to walk gently with us as we became aware that we too bear in our bodies, minds, and spirits the scent of death. And it's Patrick helped us see that the little deaths we daily endure need not be about destruction, but are occasions for new life emerging from the ashes. If all you knew about Pat was his tender compassion, you would know and admire a great deal, but you would miss the second part of this equation, the tender compassion of our God, the one from on high shall break our promise. Pat not only had a tender heart, I believe I turned to you. Timothy Bradford, the former Master General of the Dominican Sisters. It is death which most clearly shows us what courage is. Courage confronts us with our vulnerability. And our ultimate vulnerability is that we are mortal. Bradford possessed that strength of mind and will to look at what he was to endure without sentiment. There are some who only see death as extinction, the destruction of our beloved particularity, the dissolution of the body we have embraced and cherished. And death surely is that new. The pad invited us to see that death can also be a liberation. Within these earthen vessels, in which we carry about the body of Jesus, we can also detect whispers of the life. The lines of that.